obviously the regaining of Raqqa is significant in terms of gaining back a territorial stronghold from ISIS. But having said that, the group still has elements dispersed within the country. They still do hold some territory within the country, and they still continue to have ideological reach beyond their borders, not just in terms of individuals operating in places overseas outside of Syria, but also in terms of their ability to maintain a virtual caliphate online, which extends its reach all over the globe.
So what advantage does the residual, I guess, ISIS sympathizers and fighters still dispersed in pockets around Syria, what advantage, if any, does that give ISIS at this point?
Sure. Well, obviously, the loss of territory means that they don't have a staging ground to do larger operations. But when they're dispersed, these groups have shown to be able to evolve and able to change their tactics. So you're probably going to see them moving towards, you know, smaller cell guerrilla style attacks or trying to inspire more attacks overseas. You might also see them change the narrative a bit. Obviously, a large part of their narrative was the caliphate or trying to get people to come to the caliphate or believe in the idea. Well, that idea doesn't have as much credibility now because they've lost Mosul and Raqqa. So their messaging may change and has changed over the past few months in terms of trying to inspire people all over to carry out attacks. And this is something we saw prior to the fall of Raqqa as well. The idea of the caliphate might not resonate as strongly anymore, and that might actually cause them to call for more attacks overseas.
Do you get the sense that, this being the case, that they have as much sway over, you know, I guess, self-radicalized or people who are not indoctrinated or brainwashed over in their camps? Do they have as much sway over the people that they hope to inspire?
Sure. So that's actually an interesting question and a good point. One of the things that they don't have now is the civilian population under their control in places like Raqqa, which obviously gives them a more direct ability to coerce people to subscribe to the ideology or to basically, you know, use violence or threats to get them to carry out attacks or be involved in ISIS. Obviously, that direct contact is not as easy in terms of dealing with people outside their area of operations. But ISIS has shown and proven to be quite effective in terms of being able to get recruits without using those types of tactics, in terms of appealing to people online through social media, through their video and online propaganda, and through reaching out to people they feel might be vulnerable to their message. So I think you've seen them employ both those strategies, and they have lost the ability, at least to the degree that they had it in Raqqa. Having said that, now that Raqqa has, you know, fallen, that does not mean that this is going to be an easy way forward for the civilian population there. Many obviously had already fled, and also those there, even those who were not part of ISIS, are going to have to be facing not just rebuilding physically of that area, but also psychologically from the horrors that they've endured under ISIS's control. And then you still have this ongoing situation in Syria, which is by no means resolved by the fall of ISIS in Raqqa. And something to be watching for is terrorist groups can lose territory and they can regain territory. Mm-hmm. Terrorist groups can be reduced in strength and then they can evolve and be increased in strength again. And this is something we saw, you know, in 2011 when we saw fighter numbers decline and then elements of that were able to relaunch into new, you know, terrorist organizations. So something to watch for is to see if they're regrouping either in Syria or elsewhere.
You mentioned the civil war essentially in Syria is by no means settled, and that could eventually be a bigger problem down the road. Looking at that situation and the one that appears to be brewing in Iraq right now, the situation between the Kurds and the Iraqi forces appears to be of a similar process where you have a disruption in the people that were essentially unified to fight ISIS. Might that create a window for ISIS?
Absolutely. Anytime you have other fissures that might embolden the group, it's a potential to basically inspire the group to have more strength and to basically rebuild. So what that means in Syria is right now in Syria, you don't have a situation that's politically stable by any means. You have a country that is facing internally a civil war. You have, you know, foreign and outside involvement in terms of the Russians, the Iranians. You have Assad still in power. You have the United States, while effective on its counterterrorism strategy in terms of, you know, gaining back territory from ISIS, not really the clearest strategy under either the Obama administration or the Trump administration in terms of the real outcome or path forward or timetable or strategy or planning for what our policy is regarding Syria and regarding the Assad regime. So I think that's a bipartisan or nonpartisan critique of both administrations, that we've been good on the counterterrorism fight, but less effective in really working towards any sort of resolution to the situation in Syria.
That's Tara Maller, spokesperson and senior policy advisor at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.